All right, Rabosai. Good. Let's begin. Os Lamites and Sidkas HaTzadik. So the Rebbe writes as follows. The Rebbe says, actually, take a look at his introduction in the Be'uri HaChasidus. So he says, Ba'os HaKodemes, in the right-hand column, page Peifav, Ba'os HaKodemes is Bayer, Ki Ha'adam Olul HaToyos. So we'll say in the previous section, we discussed the idea that man is prone to making mistakes. So remember again, in the last sif, we spoke about the concept of Lamad Lashon Chalomar Eini Yodea. Teach your tongue to say, I do not know. See, he says, seeks out this idea that a person is prone to make mistakes. Behemshech lekach, yispa'er kan, masha anoshim regilim litos ulahatztik es maseim, betoan alshim roem keitza yeshlam ezra miyuchadas min hashamayim lozeh. So this is actually quite interesting. In this sif, what we're going to focus on now is how sometimes people go ahead and justify their actions because they feel that God is supportive of what they are doing. They feel that ultimately, again, there is some type of simon because they're able to do what they are doing, therefore, again, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is like hashkacha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is allowing them to be successful. Let me say it differently. They sometimes interpret their ability to engage in certain actions as a sign of divine providence. Obviously, the fact that I'm able to do this and go down this path indicates to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing my efforts. And of course, as we're going to see, sometimes that's fundamentally incorrect. Just because a person is able to go ahead and accomplish something and do something does not mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with what it is that they are doing. So we'll say in this sif, we're going to speak about the general idea about how to interpret things in life. You know, a lot of times in life, I want to do something, I want to go down a certain road, and so I interpret the signs to be favorable to my desired direction. But sometimes in life, that's not the case. Sometimes in life, I'm going down a very wrong road, and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But yet, Lamaisa could enjoy some level of success for a variety of different reasons. So again, this is part of the, we'll call it, the mistake motif. So in the previous sif, we spoke out this concept. That a person should teach their tongue to say, I don't know. A person should be careful about not talking until they're definitively sure about what they're saying. Not acting until I'm definitively sure that my actions are correct. So in this sif, we could take this idea further. So let's take a look. Says the Rebbe. I'm going to read actually in the Be'uri HaChasidus. So he writes, Pamim sha'nidme la'adam sheyesh lo siyata d'shmai l'davar shu osem. Sometimes it appears that a person has divine assistance or divine providence to help him in what he is doing. Umochiach liatzmo, and to him, he feels like this proves to him, Shashem yisparach rotze hapa'ula hazu. And he understands this to kind of be indicative that Hashem wants me to go down this path. So sometimes a person is successful in a particular area, and he takes that success as a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wants him to go down this road. Amnam, ha'emesi, sha'al yismol ha'adam al davar ze limor, lilmod mikach, shedavar tofu. But again, I will say, a person ultimately should be very careful with this. And a person should go ahead and not necessarily rely on his ability to be successful in any particular area as demonstrative of divine happiness with that direction in life. He says, Delulei Kein, Lo Haya Kodesh Baruch Hu Shel Olam before. Delulei Kein, because a person says, well, if I'm successful in a particular area in life, I'm good in a particular direction, the only way that success could happen is how? Delulei Kein, Lo Haya Kodesh Baruch Hu Ozro, the Ribbono Shel Olam would not have helped me in that direction if God did not want me to go in that direction. Rak lemi sheba l'taher, misayin oso, because ultimately, again, what often happens is a person will go ahead and say, if a person comes to become tar, a person goes to become tar, a person comes to go ahead and embark on a pathway of purity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them along that particular path. So we'll say, so let's take a step back. So this is really quite profound. Because here Rav Tzadik is saying is, so we often assume that if I'm successful in a particular area, that must mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to go down this road. Because at the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to do it, then why would he allow me to be successful? Then why would he allow me to be successful? But Rav Tzadik says that's not necessarily the case. Thank you. He says sometimes, because in general, again, what's my logic? There's a concept that if somebody comes to Bitar, right? If somebody comes along and seeks purity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him along that path. But if somebody comes to Chas V'Shalom, become Tameh, become a Rasha, Amru Sham Chazal, Shirak Poschen Lo Bina Shamayim, Pesach Toma Likanispo, Maspikin Biyado, Ve'in Monin Mimeno Mina Shamayim La'akvo, Ve'ulam Lo Messayin Oso. Suppose it's actually an interesting Yisod. In general, we say, Habalitair Messayin Oso. If somebody wants to become Tahar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively helps him along that path. If somebody comes to be tummy, person comes to defile themselves. So what do Chazal say? Poschenlo. Poschenlo means Chazal Baruch Hu opens the door. He holds the door open, but he doesn't help me along that road. We'll say here the chilik. If I'm doing something meaningful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going misayino. So Chazal Baruch Hu is going to help me. If I'm doing something wrong, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't prevent me, because at the end of the day, the Ribono Shel Olam does not take away my Bechira. He doesn't take away my free choice. So whatever I want to do in life, God will help facilitate that. But if what I want to do is pure and good, the Ribono Shel Mamish actively helps me. If what I want to do is not good and is impure, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds the door. If I open the door, Kadosh Baruch Hu will hold the door open for me, so to speak, but he's not going to aid me on that journey. Therefore, sometimes in life when I enjoy success in a particular area, using this logic, a person will say to themselves, well, look, therefore, if I am successful in a particular area in life, that must mean that what? That must mean that what? That it's good. Because after all, if I'm successful, that is demonstrative of divine assistance. And God only assists people down a path which is good and which is tahor. So therefore, anything I am successful in must be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be successful. He goes on, he says, Mikol makom, ha'emes hi she'in lo chiyach midavar zeklal. So we'll say, so this, by the way, of course, you can understand, this is a very dangerous mindset. I mean, in general, this concept of habalitar messayin also, that if somebody comes to become tahar, the Ribbono Shel Olam helps him along down that path. So the truth is, remember, there's another piece to this, which is sometimes I want to embark on very meaningful activities, and yet they're incredibly difficult and incredibly challenging. So it's not the pshat that every single thing that's tahar is automatically, you know, messayin also, help God helping me along that path, can look many different ways in many different circumstances. The point that Reb Tzadik is trying to make is that too often we interpret the divine will in a way that suits us best. Right? All of us deep down want to go ahead and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, want to fulfill the will of God. But how I intuit the will of God very often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So in other words, if I want to do something in life and I happen to be successful in that area, it's very easy to interpret that success as demonstrative of, oh, I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing the will of God. How much damage happens in this world because people think that they're doing the will of God. So therefore says Reb Tzadik, no, it's not necessarily the case. Even though, yes, habalitar messayin also, when you come to do something good, ultimately again, when you come to do something good, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you along that way. But not every time you are successful is that demonstrative of the fact that God is happy with what it is that you are doing. So we'll stop over here for today because we have to start the daf. But so we'll see tomorrow then how you reconcile that. So if that's not true, if that's not true, that every time I'm successful, that's demonstrative that God is happy with what I'm doing, then how do I interpret and how do I understand that success if indeed the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to go down a different path? Meretz Hashem to be continued. Oslam Mites tomorrow. Shkoyach.